patient's name is Dakota Dukes, first name D-A-K-O-T-A, last name D-U-K-E-S, date of birth is 6/11/2001, date of service is 5/17/2022. History of present illness, this 20-year-old male presents to the clinic stating that he's had chills, shortness of breath, cough, and sore throat for the past 3 weeks. He reports a subjective fever. He does not have a thermometer at home, but he states that he does get the chills and the body aches, and then he does have a lot of sweating. He is taking over-the-counter Benadryl and cetirizine for some symptom relief, but is not getting very much relief with that medication. Allergies to iodine, shrimping, shellfish. Current medication denies. Medical history denies. Surgical history denies. Social history denies. Drugs, EPOH or smoke. ROSC, HPI, vital signs. Blood pressure is 137/73. Heart rate 89. Respiratory 18. Temp 98.3. O2 98. And he weighs 326 pounds. Physical exam general. He's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed. HEENT. His mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. He does have erythema to his posterior pharynx with tonsillar enlargement. Bilateral tympanic membrane intact. Neck negative, JVD normal range of motion. Chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor. Clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen, soft non-tender bowel sounds times 4. He is morbidly obese. Extremities, normal range of motion. No edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, strep positive. Number 2, COVID exposure. Patient will have flu, strep, and COVID done in the office. Flu and COVID are both negative. However, he is strep positive. He does agree to get a Rosefin and Decadron shot here in the office, and then I'll send him home with a prescription for amoxicillin, a Medrol dose pack, and Bromfed to take for symptom relief. If he develops temperature, he will take Tylenol and Motrin for fever relief. If he has any worsening of condition, he'll return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. I did discuss with the patient that since his symptoms have been going on for 3 weeks, there is a possibility that he has had COVID or flu diagnosis, but since it has been so long and his tests are negative, there is no need to quarantine, but he should monitor his symptoms. Again, patient will return to the clinic if he has worsening of symptoms. He does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.